KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up.
Move all the teachers up the list to get the vaccine next. On Carlene Johnson, district superintendents are pleading with the governor.
Our traffic and weather on the way in 4 minutes, but first we check in with ABC News. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FBI says explosives pose a substantial threat to the public and law enforcement at upcoming protests. In places like Michigan, State Police Colonel Joe Gasper's urging the public to stay alert.
For those who want to assist law enforcement, we ask that you be on the lookout for suspicious and unusual activity and report this information to law enforcement immediately.
Instead of a planned rally for this weekend in Lansing, the investigation continues into last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Watchdogs for the Departments of Justice, Defense, Homeland Security, and the Interior all say they'll investigate how those agencies handled the buildup and the events of January 6th. FBI Director Christopher Wray said over 100 people have been arrested and more arrests are on the way.
We've already identified over 200 suspects. So we know who you are if you're out there, and FBI agents are coming to find you.
One of those arrested is seeking a pardon from the president.
His lawyer said Jacob Chansley did not break into the Capitol while wearing fur pelts and horns. The attorney said his client hitched his wagon to President Trump and felt like he was answering the call of our president. Federal prosecutors said Chansley was among the rioters who intended to capture and assassinate elected officials. He allegedly left a note at Vice President Pence's desk in the Senate that read, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." His lawyer said Chansley listened to President Trump and now deserves a pardon.
Security perimeter around the Capitol continues to get stronger 5 days from President-elect Biden's inauguration. Last night, he laid out his economic plan. Today, he's expected to lay out plans in the fight against COVID-19, including bolstering vaccinations. ABC contributor Dr. John Brownstein says
there is a real concern about shortages right now. So some hospitals are reporting that they can't take new appointments.
So far, just over 11 million vaccine doses have been administered across the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Morning News.
Good morning. It's 8:02 Friday morning with cloudy skies across western Washington. There have been a few showers, and it's 46 degrees in Seattle right now.
Along with Greg Hirschholt, I'm Amanda Factor. Here are the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center.
Local and state school leaders are calling on Governor Jay Inslee to put all education staff into the pool of those that will get the COVID vaccine next. And KOMO's Carlene Johnson has more.
Letting teachers of any age and other schools staff get the vaccine sooner would speed up the resumption of in-person learning. That argument made in a letter this week signed by superintendents of Everett, Edmonds, and Mukilteo. But this week, public health officials said the state doesn't have the supply yet of doses to do that. Michelle Roberts leads the state's vaccine distribution.
This is the biggest vaccine campaign of our lifetime. And we are doing this in the middle of an emergency.
Now, the Kitsap Sun reports superintendents from Bainbridge Island, Central, North, and South Kitsap districts are also urging the governor to put educators in the front of the line. For now, it's only teachers and school staff over 50 who are included. The Everett Herald reports that phase could start in the next few days and also includes anyone 70 or older and adults 50 and up who live with older family members. Carlene Johnson, KOMO News.
The number of COVID-19 cases remains very high statewide, causing a new issue for health officials when it comes to vaccinations.
We get that story from KOMO's Brian Calvert.
When most keep hearing about the high daily totals, like yesterday's report of another 2,729 new COVID cases, the vaccine becomes even more enticing. Yet, in short, current demand is dramatically outpacing supply. People waited all day yesterday for the vaccine at a drive-up site in Squim. 2,000 cars lined up on city streets, and eventually, the Times reports 1,500 of them had to be turned away. Some had been parked there since Wednesday night in order to get the vaccine. Some fear it's a sign of things to come, and state officials worry that phases are advancing far faster than the pace of opening injection sites. In the days ahead, the state health department has promised new plans on opening new sites and getting more people vaccinated. It can't come soon enough for places like Skagit County, where they plan on advancing to the next phase in about 10 days. Yet, county officials tell GoSkagit.com they're not sure if they'll actually have enough vaccine. Brian Calvert, KOMO News.
States were anticipating a windfall of the vaccine after the federal government said just a few days ago that they would stop holding back second doses and would use the vaccine reserve. The Washington Post is reporting this morning that the federal vaccine reserve was already exhausted.
Como News Time, 8:04. Coming up on the Como Morning News.
I'm Corwin Hake. Retribution promised against a Washington congresswoman who voted to impeach.
I'm Eric Heintz with an unusual but comforting location for an Alaska Air Flight 261 memorial.
Now at 8:04, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s. And from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Kiara Jordan.
Well, we're kicking off this 8 o'clock hour with no official blocking problems, no crashes, no stalls. I am seeing a little bit of an odd slowdown, though, in Tacoma on northbound I-5 around 56. It's an area where we haven't really been seeing a lot of heavy slowing, actually, in the past several months. So when I see something pop up like this, it kind of catches my eye a little bit. And it looks like we might have a crash blocking the right lane there. That's what it's looking like on my camera shot. It may be over on the shoulder, a little bit hard to tell, but okay. So that's what's slowing us down there. Northbound I-5, really, really heavy this morning right now from Michigan to Seneca. We're getting backed up, traveling westbound on Spokane Street, approaching 99. North 99 slow around the First Avenue South Bridge. We're also beginning to crowd now on southbound 405 as you're coming out of the Totem Lake area. Northbound 405 has been slow from State Route 169 toward Newcastle. Northbound 167, that is slow and go. Travel from Highway 410 much of the way into Algona. A little bit of lighter slowing pulling away from Highway 18, and then you'll crowd again in Renton right as you're approaching 405. Our next Como traffic app, 814.
A look at the weather now as you get ready for the weekend. Here's meteorologist Kristen Clark.
We'll go for most areas to dry out this afternoon with that sunshine returning here today. The exception being central Puget Sound. The clouds may want to linger for a little bit longer, maybe some drips and drops of rain anywhere from Brennan, Paulsbo, into downtown Seattle through the afternoon. Now heading into tonight, the sky conditions stay mostly cloudy, maybe some patchy fog into early Saturday. And the clouds will once again be on the increase tomorrow ahead of more light rain Saturday night into early Sunday. And the Como Weather Center. Our meteorologist Kristen Clark.
In downtown Seattle, it's cloudy and 46 right now.
Como News Time 8:06. A Republican voters organization in our state says it will do everything it can to defeat a GOP representative who voted to impeach President Trump.
We get more from Como's Corwin Hake.
The group, the Clark County Republican Women, calls itself the largest Republican women's organization in the state. In a letter to Vancouver Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler, they say their executive board is, quote, unified in condemning your actions to betray a sitting Republican president, adding, quote, we will do everything in our power to recruit and elect a conservative candidate who will represent our values.
She might, because of this, get a Republican challenger in the primary.
Political science professor Jim Moore notes Herrera Butler is a popular five-term congressmember.
That's a long time from now, and we'd have to see what the Republican Party looks like, because nationally and locally, a lot of changes are going to be happening because President Trump is leaving office.
Herrera Butler and Yakima's Dan Newhouse are among only 10 Republican U.S. representatives to vote for impeachment. Corwin Hake, Como News.
The mob scene in the nation's capital last week has compounded the stress and anxiety that many Americans already felt because of the pandemic.
Como's Suzanne Fawn spoke with a mental health expert about when it's time to get professional help.
Dr. Mylene Duong is a practicing clinical psychologist. She's seen a big demand for help.
The level of calls that I get from people seeking treatment is more than I've ever seen in my entire career.
For some people, the social isolation and the stresses of living with COVID-19 have been a huge factor, and now seeing what's happening in the news is compounding the stress and uncertainty for some people.
We're all feeling very anxious right now because the world is just uncertain. But if you're starting to notice that it's really interfering with your life, like it's causing you to worry too much during the day, you're having trouble falling asleep, or you're seeing conflict and you're moody and you're irritable and you can't be there for your family, those are all signs that it might be worth it to seek out professional help.
Suzanne Fong, Como News.
Another memorial has been unveiled for an Alaska Airlines flight that never reached its destination. The story from Como's Eric Heintz.
The memorial appears as two bronze dolphin benches placed just outside the terminal at SeaTac International Airport. It's based on the memorial that was built along the California coast where Alaska Air Flight 261 crashed into the Pacific in January 2000. There was some trepidation about having a monument to an airplane crash at the airport. But the Seattle Times reports families say the dolphins are a reminder of the real dolphins that are seen swimming around the crash site that offered comfort. The dolphins are located in the ground transportation plaza on the third floor of the parking garage. Eric Heintz, Como News.
FBI warnings about new threats of violence in Washington, D.C. have prompted airlines to increase security on flights to and from the Capitol. Como's Joel Marino got reaction from people at SeaTac Airport.
Masks are already required to fly commercially, but after a rowdy group of passengers refused to wear them on a flight back from D.C., Alaska Airlines is doubling down on enforcement. Extra flight attendants are being added to support compliance. Limits are being placed on ticket sales to and from the D.C. area. Passengers must stay in their seats for 1 hour from takeoff or landing near the U.S. Capitol, and pilots will be ready to divert to the nearest airport over disruptive behavior.
Part of me kind of sees why they would do that, but like at the same time, you know, there's certain restrictions that are kind of questionable.
American Airlines will also maintain its suspension on alcohol sales for D.C.-bound flights.
Most of these security changes will expire a few days after the inauguration is over.
Other temporary changes include a ban on guns in checked bags and zero tolerance for any disruptive behavior on planes.
Como News Time 810. And now to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk with Tom Hutler.
Big playoff weekend for the NFL. Two games tomorrow. The Rams visit Green Bay. Then it's Buffalo and Baltimore in Baltimore. Buffalo, rather. And Sunday, Cleveland at Kansas City, while New Orleans will host Tampa Bay. New NFL head coach yesterday, the man who had tremendous success at the college level, winning more than 85% of his games and three national titles. 56-year-old Urban Meyer comes out of 2 years in the broadcast booth to take over the woebegone Jacksonville Jaguars. The Husky men's basketball team dropped their seventh straight, losing last night at USC 95-68. Brothers Isaiah and Evan Mobley combining for 35 points for the Trojans. The Huskies trailed by 21 at halftime. Coach Mike Hopkins asked what his defense is missing that it had before.
Well, you know what? Like, it's activity, right? Usually when we would, if you look at certain teams last couple of years, we would have as many combination, if you added steals and blocks to our turnovers. And so as much as we turned it over, we were getting it back. But the activity, the deflections, the disruption just aren't there.
Washington takes on Pac-12 leader UCLA tomorrow. The Bruins whipped the Cougs last night, 91-61. Number one Gonzaga, 46th straight home court victory. The longest in the country. They beat Pepperdine, 95-70 in Spokane. And a Mickey Mantle rookie baseball card selling for $5.2 million. That's a record for a trading card. The prior record was a Mike Trout rookie card from 2009 that went for $3.9 million. Sports at 10 to 40 past the hour. Tom Hutler, Como News.
Como News Time 8:12. The Centers for Disease Control is providing new details on the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. The health agency says over 1.3 million Americans have received their two doses.
Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths continues to spike.
Desperation as America hits its darkest milestone yet. The death toll 25% higher this week than any other week since the pandemic began. In L.A. County, a person is dying every 6 minutes. Ambulances gridlocked outside ERs. And access to that life-saving vaccine can't come fast enough. Overnight, hundreds lining up, hoping for a surplus shot. Staff desperate not to waste precious unused doses.
How do you give vaccine to all these people?
Yeah.
It's never happened before.
How desperate are you to try to get one?
Back tomorrow if I don't get it today.
And in New York City, hospitals are now warning they're facing a shortage of shots. That fear triggering this mad rush in Brooklyn. And all because this message went viral, falsely telling people there were more than 400 surplus doses at an army terminal. 30 million vaccine doses have been distributed nationwide, but so far only 11 million first doses administered, and some people going to extremes to get the shot.
Come back in an hour, sir, okay?
Residents across America, even Canada and Argentina, flocking to Florida, where anyone 65 years and older, even those from out of state, is eligible for a dose, leading to what some are calling vaccine tourism. People coming in to get the shot, then heading back to their home state.
We are discouraging people to come to Florida just to get a vaccine.
But with so many spending their winters in the state, Governor DeSantis says it makes sense to get as many people there vaccinated as possible, even if they don't live there permanently. Shelton Papel, a 67-year-old from Canada, and his wife Karen came to Florida in November. They're now signed up to get the vaccine later this month.
There's been so much death and hardship and anguish around the world, not just the United States, but we're just one part of the cog in the wheel.
And one of the things that's most complicating the distribution and administration of the vaccine is that each state seems to have its own criteria.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Who's more likely to get the vaccine, men or women? According to new data, women. A CNN analysis found roughly twice as many women are getting vaccinated for COVID-19 as men. The data comes from a dozen states that publish demographic information online. In at least three of those states, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, and Nebraska, women account for more than 7 out of 10 people vaccinated. Experts say this could reflect more on eligibility, with healthcare workers and seniors being vaccinated first.
Como News Time 8:14. Our Como traffic every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Kiara Jordan.
Well, we briefly had a blocking problem in Tacoma, northbound I-5 near 56. It's already cleared out of your way. Just a little bit of hesitation in that area remains. No big backups. We are looking at a big backup this morning in Seattle, northbound I-5. The brake pedal, you start to push it right around the north end of Boeing Field, and you are really going to be crawling most of the way to the convention center. We've been seeing delays traveling westbound on Spokane Street between I-5 and 90. Northbound 99 is busy around the First Avenue South Bridge. We are finding slowdowns on southbound 405 as you're traveling out of Totem Lake and toward 85th. I think we may have something, at least on the shoulder, that's catching your eye, but nothing showing up on my camera shots right now. Northbound 405 is busy from Talbot all the way through Newcastle. Northbound 167 is going to be dealing with slowing as you're traveling out of Sumner and working your way into Algona. Our next Como traffic at 8:24.
Here's the Como forecast. After a few morning showers and some clouds, we're expecting partly sunny skies this afternoon and a high temperature about 50 degrees. Overnight lows around 38 in Seattle with partially clear skies. Looks like the clouds move in for Saturday and a high temperature about 48. Right now, Saturday looks to be mostly dry. Then overnight into Sunday morning, a chance of some showers moves back into the picture and a high on Sunday about 50.
It's cloudy and 47 now in downtown Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
And good morning, Greg Hirschholt and Amanda Factor with the Como Morning News. Frank Lenzi is at the editor's desk.
The Justice Department's Inspector General is now opening an investigation into the DOJ's response to the Capitol riot. That review will look into whether the department and other federal law enforcement agencies shared information with U.S. Capitol Police and other state and local agencies.
An Arkansas man now faces federal charges for allegedly beating a Capitol Police officer with a flagpole during last week's riot. The FBI has arrested 41-year-old Peter Steger and charged with an obstruction, impeding, or interfering with a law enforcement officer. He's the man reportedly seen in a viral video that showed a police officer being dragged out of the Capitol building and then beaten by the mob.
A recent ABC News Washington Post survey says a majority of Americans support barring President Trump from ever holding office again. A poll found about 56% of respondents favor the motion, while another 54% say Trump should be charged with criminally inciting a riot following last week's attack. Over half those polled also said the events of last week made them less confident in the stability of democracy in this country.
And federal authorities are increasing their warning to police agencies across the country to brace for violence on Inauguration Day. Details from ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The FBI fearing scenes like this could play out across the nation next week. This is a new FBI bulletin warns violent offenders could overwhelm local, state, and federal law enforcement at state houses and government buildings during expected protests in all 50 states. And the fallout continues from the assault on the Capitol. More than 30 lawmakers are calling for an investigation into last week's insurrection, describing what they call an extremely high number of outside groups being given tours inside the Capitol just one day before the uprising. Democrats claim all tours had been canceled last spring due to the pandemic. Meanwhile, the arrests of those in the Capitol mob continue to pour in. Robert Sanford, a retired firefighter from Pennsylvania, under arrest, accused of lobbing a fire extinguisher at police. The violent moment captured here. Kevin Seafried, thought to be the man parading through the Capitol with a Confederate flag, arrested in Delaware with his son Hunter. And overnight, a disturbing accusation by prosecutors to a federal judge, claiming Larry Brock was likely intending to use those zip ties as handcuffs to hold his, quote, enemies hostage, possibly members of Congress. The FBI is also currently investigating a mix of suspected radicals it believes were present at the insurrection, who may be planning more violence. Supporters of QAnon, white supremacists, the Boogaloo, Nazi sympathizers.
You had a wide range of groups who ordinarily pursue slightly different goals. They came together and really did unite.
The FBI believes last week's assault has emboldened extremists. The FBI director says agents are going full tilt.
We know who you are if you're out there, and FBI agents are coming to find you.
FBI director says agents are investigating 200 suspects just from the attack on the Capitol alone. One official I spoke to last night said the number is astounding, perhaps unprecedented for a single case. And now they have to worry about who else around the nation may be willing to take up the cause of violence.
This weekend, more than 370 Washington National Guard members will travel to D.C. to help patrol the area. We also reached out to the governor's office about Inauguration Day. We learned the governor will not be going to the nation's capital because of COVID-19 concerns.
Joe Biden's nominee to take over the Department of Health and Human Services says the incoming administration has a number of really tough challenges ahead. Javier Becerra says one of those new administration's main focuses will be to improve vaccination efforts between the feds, state, and local governments. But he says those entities are asking for help, and the incoming administration wants to deliver.
Como News Time 820. Time to get to our Propel Insurance Money Update. Amazon today faces more claims that canceling its Prime service is overly difficult. A consumer group in Norway is the latest to lodge a complaint. It says canceling a Prime subscription requires scrolling through six pages and making several complex choices. Watchdog groups in the U.S. and several European countries have also filed complaints. Amazon has rejected claims that the process to cancel Prime is unfair or difficult.
Fast food employees across the country plan to strike today for a higher minimum wage. Workers at McDonald's, Wendy's, and other fast food chains say they will either stay home or walk off the job in about 15 cities. They want to send a message to the incoming Biden administration to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And that is one of the things that the incoming president is proposing in his newest stimulus bill.
Tax season is just about here, and the IRS is ready to help taxpayers get an early start. IRS Free File is up and running. The site provides access to private companies that offer free tax preparation to millions of Americans making less than $72,000.
And Wall Street this morning is in negative territory. The Dow Jones average right now is down 171 points to 30,819. That's a drop of about 0.5%. The other major indexes are down a little bit more. NASDAQ down 92, S&P down about 26.
Como News Time 821. Traffic and weather up next.
On the way home, update and unwind. The Como Afternoon News with Elisa Jaffe and Rick Van Sice. Stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and ComoNews.com.